What is the connection between Torah and Eretz Yisrael? In this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu instructs the Zikni Yisrael that when they are to pass over Me'ever LeYarden into Eretz Yisrael, that they must write the entire Torah on Avanim Gidolos, on large stones, V'sadatos on Masid, and they must be plastered in order to ensure that the writing of the Torah is something which lasts. And the Torah goes on to explain V'chasat V'leim, it's called Devei HaTorah Azos, you need to write the entire Torah in order that we can enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, enter the land of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, Kasher Diber Hashem Lokacha, Lokei Avasach Alach, the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told our forefathers that we should enter in. And there seems to be a contradiction in this pasuk. On the one hand, the reason why we're entering into Eretz Yisrael is because we're writing the Torah, as if the Torah is the prerequisite to entering into Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, it's the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that we're going to enter in. So which one is it? Is it because we're writing the Torah, or is it because it is the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the Avos? And this is something which the Or HaChaim picks up on, and the Or HaChaim explains that up until this point in history, our zechus, our right, the privilege to enter into Israel, was based off of zechus avos. It was based off of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the promises of tachos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. But this was an opportunity to write the Torah, and then to hopefully be mekayim the Torah, for us to enter into Eretz Yisrael on our own merit, on our own accord, not based off zechus avos. That we have the opportunity to take responsibility for our own spiritual destiny, and not just rest on the fact and the greatness of our ancestors and our forefathers, but to take ownership and responsibility for Avodas Hashem going forward, and therefore deserve the brachot which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. And therefore, if we want to live in Eretz Yisrael, as the rest of the parsha explains with the brachos and klalos, it is contingent upon our own ability to be mekayim Torah and mitzvos. And that's exactly what the purpose of writing the Torah is as we're entering into Eretz Yisrael. It's true, maybe at first glance, that we have the ability to enter into Eretz Yisrael as Chas Avos, but that's not good enough. We want the opportunity to make Eretz Yisrael our own, to forge our own path in Avodas Hashem, and be Zocha to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that only comes with Shmiras HaTorah and Mitzvos. I think this is a very important Yisod, specifically during this time period, during Elul. Many of us, Baruch Hashem, come from great families and communities. Maybe we went to great yeshivas. Maybe we are part of a great shul and have a great rabbi. And we feel pretty good about where we are in terms of our own avodas Hashem. We feel that we daven nicely. Maybe we learn. Maybe we say our brachos. We're mekayim the Torah and the mitzvot as best we can. But we need to ask ourselves, is the reason and our ability to be mekayim the Torah, is that just because of Chas Avos? Is that because we came, Baruch Hashem, from good families and communities? Or did we make it our own? Did we push ourselves? Did we go outside our comfort zone and try our best in order to advance our Avodas Hashem, even outside the context of the great families and communities we come from? And so too, when it comes to our own tshuva that we so desire and we so want to achieve during this time period of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's important that we go out of our comfort zone and try our best to make our own Avodas Hashem, to forge our own path forward, not just rest on the fact that we come from great communities and come from great families, and that's the reason why we are involved in davening and Torah, etc. But it needs to be something which comes from our own selves. If we're Zocha to do so, then we're Zocha to achieve the tshuva that we also desperately desire, and hopefully to all enter back into Eretz Yisrael, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in this week's parasha.